Hello, my name is James Cummins, and I'm a student in the 2A period Advanced Design Applications class. Today I will be discussing how I use the first 5 steps of the engineering design process to come up with some possible future modes of transportation. Step one of the engineering design process is to properly identify the problem. This is an important step because it can be much easier to come up with a solution if you completely understand every aspect of the problem that you will be solving. The need for more efficient and faster transportation is the problem that we are being faced now due to increasing populations and the desire to make our society more efficient. Things to consider when trying to solve this problem are the environmental impact, cost of transportation, and the amount of space that's being utilized, as well as the speed at which the transportation is occurring. Step two of the engineering design process: identifying criteria and constraints. By performing this step, we are setting additional guidelines that our design must follow. Some criteria and constraints of improving transportation are as follows: safety of passengers and cargo, the speed at which they're transported, the efficiency of the transportation system, and the environmental impact of the transportation system. The third step of the engineering design process is brainstorming. During this step, you should try and come up with several ideas that could possibly solve your problem and meet the criteria and constraints. I was able to come up with 2 possible solutions that could be used to improve transportation. Once this I call it Douglas device similar Railgun's launcher random pods through the air at extremely high speeds to receiver stations which decelerate them and to unloading stations. Another possible solution is a quote-unquote teleportation device called RICO. This device would take a snapshot, for lack of a better word, of what is being transported. One, the atomic level, or maybe even smaller. Scan it, generate instructions on how to reconstruct it down to the last atom. After this is done, the information is transported to the Zyde station and then is used to reconstruct the thing that's being transferred while the original station was being transferred has been vaporized. Step four, the engineering design process is to there's no way this is 7 minutes long. Anyways, during the fourth step, the engineer should expand upon the ideas from step three. Basically, this is where you think about how you would operate them. Anyways, the Douglas electromagnets propel the pods through the air. All the stations would be networked together so that they communicate and have it so that none of the pods crash. RICO, same thing, they would be smart, talk to each other, only everything would have to be wired because any interference with wireless would be catastrophic. So the possibilities, this is where the engineers decide which idea is the most feasible and starts thinking about how it could be implemented. I believe the juggler would be most effective and the most interesting of the two choices. As far as implementation goes, I think the stations were kind of like airports. poets with their late art ones.